From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith. Missouri inmates will soon be able to receive outside visitors, more than a year after the Department of Corrections shut down all visitation. Visiting is set to resume on June 1st, but only for inmates who are fully vaccinated. The DOC announced the plan today. Family and friends will not be required to be vaccinated in order to visit, but they will have to wear masks and be screened for symptoms before entering the prisons. The DOC did not provide an estimate for when regular visitation would resume, including for inmates who choose not to be vaccinated. The Missouri House wants to redirect Medicaid expansion funding to services for people with disabilities, the elderly, and other vulnerable groups. The GOP-led House today voted 143-1 to pass an alternative plan for how to spend the Medicaid expansion money. Missouri voters last year amended the state constitution to extend access to the government health care program to thousands more low-income adults. But many Republican lawmakers don't want to give more people access to Medicaid, so the House stripped money for expansion from next year's budget. Democrats are condemning the move. And in more Jeff City news, the Missouri House has advanced a bill that would make daylight saving time permanent. The GOP-led House gave the proposal initial approval in a voice vote yesterday. Federal law prevents states from moving to daylight saving time permanently, so the Missouri bill will only take effect if Congress changes federal law. The Missouri House of Representatives is rejecting the resignation of a Lee's Summit lawmaker accused of abuse. In a bipartisan move, lawmakers voted today to not accept Republican Representative Rick Raber's decision to step down. A House Ethics Committee is investigating allegations that Raber physically and sexually abused his children. Representative Jerome Barnes is on the committee.
It's not right to accept this resignation and to allow this member to escape without us giving full recognition to what has taken place here.
The committee's chair has reached out to the Jackson County prosecutor with concerns about the current safety of a child who spent time with Raber, according to the Missouri Independent, and a spokesperson for the Lee's Summit Police Department told KCUR the department has, quote, no active investigation into Raber. Coronavirus vaccine supply is starting to outpace demand in Missouri, even after the state expanded eligibility, raising worries among some healthcare providers. Early on, mass vaccination clinics in rural areas sometimes had excess doses, but demand had remained strong in more populous areas until recently. State data showed that just 32.8% of residents have received at least one dose as of yesterday. I'm Rebecca Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.